Yeah, reality. The reality checks were several along the way, I think. The first one was, like, I had all these chapters that I had written for this story for people to go to remind people of the lounge. So I got a friend to illustrate them, got another friend to set up a kind of mock-up so that I could take it to a publisher. And the publisher had a look at it and then looked at me and said, what are you talking about? He really had no idea what I meant by a guidebook that worked as an English teaching learning book as well. So, yeah, and at the same time, I got called to go back to Australia to work there. I took the idea with me, but I realized by talking to all my peers that they didn't really understand what I meant, so I just figured I needed something more visual. And I tried to get programmers and designers to build a prototype for me, just promising them, I don't know, future equity, you know, whenever we made this product and it started making money, they'd be, yeah, shareholders. So I decided to do that, and really got no results. I mean, I got people interested in taking meetings and planning and stuff, but I learned that if you want to get something done, you really got to do it yourself. Or pay people. And I didn't have any money in those days, so I ended up convincing a colleague of mine, a graphic design lecturer, to get her students, her graduate students, to make my project into their graduation assignment. And so we spent 6 months on it, and they built this beautiful Flash-based working prototype of what I sort of envisioned to be online learning, online language learning in those days. And it looked so good that the people who organized the TEDx in Melbourne, they called me and said, yeah, you want to talk about it? Because it looks really good. And I was like, yeah, sure. So I went, and it was awesome. And I figured, you know, I have a working prototype. I have a TEDx video that explains it. I'm set. You know, investors will be knocking down the door. But that didn't happen. What I did get was people wanting to work with me once it was done. I guess they figured, you know, it looks so good, he's probably already got funding. Lots of people actually said that they thought I already did. But no investors actually spoke to me. And I figured it was because I didn't have a business plan. So I decided to write one. But then that was like 4 years later after I'd been in Australia for 4 years. And I got called to come back to Brazil to work here. And so I figured, you know, I don't have time to write a business plan and get the funding I need. So I'll just take the money I have now, which wasn't a lot, and just try to put together a minimum viable product. So instead of putting together a Flash-based 3D SimCity lookalike version, I just went with videos of myself around the world and sort of put together the whole idea of traveling around the world and building the project into one thing that I call tripping now. And I'm a month away from beta now, so I think that the problems or like reality checks are gonna just gonna keep showing up. You know, it's life. You don't really sort of get rid of problems. You maybe solve problems, but that just opens up vacancies for new problems. They're pretty much ongoing. And I guess with everything, like, it's like that. You get discouraged, of course, but, I mean, that's just part of it. It's part of the process.